Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for the time. We are excited. We are open to your word tonight. We ask that you help us grasp tonight's truth in Jesus' name. We ask also that those who are joining us online, those who are still coming, that they will share the same grace of learning the word, growing by the word of God in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can have your seat. My sound as usual again. Can you just increase or whatever around here? Is it clear in the hall? Yeah, but it's not clear here. All right. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Thank you. I'm only hearing the hall. I'm not hearing myself here. Okay. Matthew chapter 4. We've been talking about Jesus at work. And it's getting very interesting as we study this together. It's really, really beautiful. Matthew chapter 3. Let's read that one to recapitulate what we have done. And then we come to this point. And I want to just camp somewhere tonight. Let's go. Matthew 3, verse 13. We're looking at what Jesus did. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. We said Jesus, the first thing he did was to go to John and get baptized. His first action. And then after that, what happened? Next verse. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. Next verse. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for how many of us? For us to fulfill all righteousness. So Jesus went to be baptized because it was all right. Praise God. Are you following? It was all right. Jesus won't do anything that was wrong. Let's keep reading. And what happened here? When they had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Next verse. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. So let's understand this. Number one, Jesus, his first action, he went to John, baptized in water. When he came out, what happened to him next? The Bible said, as he came out, go to verse 16. As he came out, behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting upon him. So, are we here, everybody? So, we have Jesus baptized in water, and then here came on him, Holy Spirit. So, we have John. Next one, we have Jesus out of the water. Next one, we have heaven open, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. So we have John, Holy Spirit, then last one, verse 17. And then suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. I want us to do something tonight. Let's look at all these different persons that came to Jesus or that got in contact with Jesus. Who is the first person? John, right? Physical one. The second person was the what? The Holy Spirit. The third one is who? The Heavenly Father. I said, my beloved son. Do we get that? Are we here? Now, notice something. Please, are we here? Notice something. John, Holy Spirit, and Heavenly Father, they were together with Jesus. Are we here? John baptized Jesus. When he baptized Jesus, that made heaven to open. And when heaven opened, the Spirit of God came down. And when the Spirit of God came down, the Father spoke in heaven. I want you to see some kind of syncing, of harmonizing. Are we here? Harmony together. We see the harmony of John, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. How many of you agree with me to that point? Okay, thank you. So, Jesus was in harmony with John, with the Holy Spirit, and with who? The Heavenly Father. Matthew 4, verse 1. Let's look at what happened next. This is where I'm going. Tonight is going to be very interesting. Honestly, it's going to be... hallelujah. Somebody asked me a question on Sunday. I said, we wait till now. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Can you do something for me? I'm hearing from, I'm struggling to listen here. I'm not hearing myself here. It's not helping me because I have to be screaming. And I don't want to scream. I know you are hearing me clearly in the hall. This sound is not coming out quite well here. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Interesting. Are we here? We have Jesus in obedience went to John. John baptized him. Baptism finished. Heaven opened. Then came Spirit of God. Then came Heavenly Father. Then something else happened that was negative, was not in line with Jesus. This way I'm going tonight. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the... By who? By who? Now, that word tempted, it means to be seduced to do evil. To be persuaded to do wrong things. So here was the devil, the fourth person here now. Hallelujah. We have John. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Heavenly Father. They were all together with Jesus, right? And then we read in this verse that Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. To be tempted. To be challenged. To do evil. Let's look at next verse. Okay, all right. Next verse. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights after the word, he was hungry. Next verse. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become what? I don't think John was doubting Jesus. I don't think Holy Spirit was doubting Jesus. Are we here? I don't think the voice from heaven was doubting Jesus. But this voice called the tempter, thank you, doubted Jesus. If you are the Son of God. Everybody else had been agreeing with Jesus. Hallelujah. Are we here? Tonight, I want us to focus on the tempter. Let's focus on the tempter. Can you type it for me on the screen? Tempter. Let's look at verse 1 again. He said, the tempter. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by who? By who? By the devil. Thank you. Tempted by the devil. You know, many of us don't consider devil as a person a lot of time. We see evil as something like an aberration. And that's true. It's abnormal. But in this verse, the Bible described the tempter as the devil. Hallelujah. The book of Matthew called him the tempter. Let's look at Amplified Bible. Please, tonight I want you to relax. We're going to do some study together that will help all of us. Then Jesus was, give me an Amplified Classic, not Amplified Bible, give me Classic, thank you. Yeah, then Jesus was led, guided by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness desert to be tempted, to be tested, and to be tried by the devil. Let's go to verse 3, Amplified Bible. Next verse 3. And when the tempter, you call him the same word, when the tempter or the tester or the trier came and said to him, if you are God's son, command that this stone be made what? Be made bread or loaves of bread. Let's spend time tonight and understand, let's call this teaching, biblical teaching on the tempter or the devil. Hello? There are two sides to talking about the devil. There is the side where people don't talk about the devil at all. Or there is the side where they talk about the devil all the time. And you know why I'm bringing this matter up? Jesus very early confronted the devil, and the devil confronted him. Can you just imagine this? After meeting John, baptized in water, after the Holy Spirit coming upon him, which was agreeable, and then the voice of from heaven of affirmation, the next thing we know was that somebody came in whose job is to tempt and was doubting Jesus' very integrity. And listen to me. I'm saying this again. All these stories we are giving because we are watching Jesus living as a human being. Hallelujah. How many of us are human beings here? Okay, if I don't see your hands up, you are in way or something. See, we are all human beings here. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. All right, let's take a look. Hallelujah. I love this. Uh-huh. Okay, please, can you take a look at this verse? It says, "For we do not have a high priest," talking about Jesus, "who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points," please look up, "was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." So if he was tempted, the person that tempted him will tempt us too. Hello? Hallelujah. I'm trying to introduce this subject in a very clear way. I'm here tonight to convince you that somebody is challenging and doubting your very existence. And that's not the Holy Spirit. That's not the Heavenly Father. That's not Jesus himself. But it's called the devil. Now, hallelujah. Let's talk about devil tonight. Hallelujah. I like that. Biblical teaching of the tempter. I'm not going to go to all these other different things. Talking about the devil. Let's talk about the devil tonight. According to Jesus, tempted by the devil. I believe that Jesus understood the devil. Hello? Hello? I believe that Jesus understood the devil and he controlled him in such a way that he didn't leave any negative impact on him. In fact, let's go to John chapter 12 or 13. Let me find it now. Hallelujah. Let's look at another word Jesus used for the devil. Interesting. Let's go down there. John 13. Hope I'm correct. Let me find the exact verse. Hallelujah. John. Oh, where's this verse? Sorry, bear with me. Let me find the verse for you. Was talking about the devil comes, but he finds nothing in me. If you find it, help me. Let me look for it. Just a minute. Please bear with me. Was talking about the devil comes, but he finds nothing in me. I really don't have the time to look. Okay. Oh, where is this verse? Just a minute. Bear with me. Where are you? There, have you ever found it in the Bible? He said, the evil one comes, it's in John. The evil one comes and he finds nothing in me. Yeah, I found it. Let's go to John 14, verse 29. "And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe." Verse 30. Everybody look up on the screen. "I will no longer talk much with you." Hey. I want you to see this verse, everybody. "For the ruler of this world is coming, and he has what?" Now, please, Jesus changed the name of the devil to what? Ruler of this world. I don't know about you, I grew up in a religious home. And I was told that everything about life, God is in charge, and God is in control. And you know that song? "He's got the whole world in his son. He's got the whole wide world." Sounds good. Sounds correct. But when I read verse like this, since I did English comprehension in school, like every one of us over here, And I saw, he called him, the ruler of this world is coming. And he has nothing in me. So, King James Version says, the prince of this world. So, the one who is ruling this world cannot be the Heavenly Father. Because the Heavenly Father has something in Jesus. It's his son, right? Are we here? So, it simply means that somebody else, this will help a lot of issues here. You know, a lot of things taking place on this planet is not from the Heavenly Father. The governance of this planet, the rulership of this planet, that will help you that things don't go the way you think it should go. If God is in charge here, it'd be like heaven. Please, please, please get this into your system. Jesus called, I don't know, he called the ruler of this world. We trace that in minutes. Okay, so the devil, right? The devil. What do you call his name? The devil. One big word they use for him is called the word Satan to the Bible. Satan. Have you seen that word? Satan. That word Satan is a Hebrew word that was adapted and used even in the New Testament and everywhere. Satan is a Hebrew word. Like amen is Hebrew word. So let's look at that word, the devil, Satan and co. We're going to find it in the last book, Bible, book of Revelation. Who is the devil? Chapter 12, the book of Revelation. Come and see with me. Who is the devil? It said, and was tempted and tested by the devil. We're looking at the devil tonight. Correct biblical teaching on devil. Somebody said, Pastor, is there any difference between the devil and demons? Huh? Okay. Jesus spent 30 days or 40 days dealing with the devil. 40 days. He mastered him and came out to begin to minister. And notice that when he began to minister, he began to cast out demons. Remember that? He met the devil. And after meeting the devil, he came out of that and he was going all over Galilee, according to Mark, casting out demons. So who are demons? And these demons will talk, right? Let's look at one. Mark chapter 1. Hold Revelation, we are coming there. I just want to answer this question before we go further. Mark chapter 1. Are we there? Take a look at this. Hallelujah. Verse 29. Now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, oh no, let's jump. Let's jump to verse 25. Okay, no. Verse 21. Then they went into synagogue, into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. I know some of us are confused. If you're coming, you're talking about devil, understanding the devil. Maybe let me help a little bit. Are we here? I said, are we here? Okay. Let me do this very well. Those who are coming. So let's look at devil and understanding what the Bible says about him. Look at Mark 1, verse 12 from Mark. Immediately, the Spirit drove him into where? Into the wilderness, and what? And he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by who? I just told her, I said, it was 40 days with the devil. I said, no, the devil gave him only 3 tests. No, those were the last 3 tests. Yeah, I just said, he has spent 40 days. All these people are talking about fasting. They don't know what they're talking about. Jesus was talking and dealing with devil for 40 days. The last of that 40 days when he was hungry was the last 3 that we heard about. And he was tempted by, what did they call him there? Look at the screen. What did they call him there? Satan. They call it when I was growing up in Muslim school. Asitani. What did I call him before? Tempted by Satan and was with the wild beast. And the angels ministered to him. But just jumping, just a minute. I just want us to jump to see some things. So he called him over there, Satan. That one, called Matthew called him devil. And then when we read downward, after finishing there, what happened next? Let's go on. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Let's keep reading. Let's just keep reading. And saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, believe in the gospel. Let's keep on reading. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting them to the sea, for they were fishermen. Let's keep on reading. Jesus said to them, follow me, and I'll make you become fishers of men. Let's keep on reading. They immediately left their net and followed him. Next verse. And when he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, also were in the boat, mending their nets. Next verse. Really, he called them, and they left their father's Zebedee in the boat with the hired servant, and went after him. Next verse. This is where I'm going. Then they, that's Jesus, Simon, Peter, James, and John, five of them, went to Capernaum. Really, on the Sabbath, he entered synagogue. Now, who tempted him? Satan or the devil, right? Let's keep reading. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. Next verse. Now, there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit. That's what we call demon. Now, this is not Satan. This is an unclean spirit. Now, that spirit, let's look at what happened next. And that guy cried out, said, let us alone. What have to do with you, Joseph of Nazareth? Because you want to destroy us? I know who you are, the only one of God. I mean, you just screamed, in the service, creating disruption. So this spirit was not in agreement with Jesus. I don't know if you agree with that. It was not in agreement. I mean, if I just have been nice. And he just screamed out, leave us alone. Don't be angry with us. What happened next? Christ didn't say, oh, you are welcome. He just rebuked him, saying, be quiet. And come out of him. So it's as if Jesus met Satan in the wilderness, tempted by him. But then Jesus went to the synagogue and met somebody having an evil spirit, unclean spirit. That's what we call evil spirit. And he didn't say, hey, God, what are you going to do? He said, come out of him. And what happened next? Look at it. And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Now I have a problem. I went to school and I love science. I study science. You know, this kind of thing kind of Google me, you know. You know, I mean, here you are. Everything must be test, observation, inference. And you know, in our Western civilization, there's no devil. There's no evil spirit. Though right now, they are buying the devil in droves in the Western world. You go to workplaces, they are doing yoga. Are you hearing me? They are fascinated with Eastern religion. Now, Buddhism is a normal thing. The guy that played golf, what's his name now? Tiger Woods is a Buddhist, along with his mother. Huh? You see all those grotesque, those kind of statues in the Far East, China, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Indonesia too. You see those kind of things. They are there. And they worship demons. They worship evil spirits there. And we can see over here, evil spirit that were possessing people. That's confusing for us. I mean, when I was in school, they said that was primitive knowledge of God that is no longer available today. But let's, can we talk about the Bible? Huh? Are we here? So we are looking at who are these evil spirits? Let's find out Matthew 12. Hallelujah. Let's find something out over there. Good. Let's go to verse 22. Okay, you see. Matthew 12. Now, can you look up, everybody? Are we here? Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed. What happened to him? He was blind and was mute. So that means that he couldn't see and he couldn't talk. And he said he was demon-possessed. When I was a school teacher, that's congenital abnormality. If he was born with it, or maybe acquired. And he healed him so that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. Next verse. And all multitude were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now something is going on here. What did they say, son of David? It's as if when David was here, was attacking all the enemies of God around them. Remember, Philistines are knocking them out. And they saw Jesus coming now as a spiritual son of David attacking their spiritual enemies. Am I making some sense? Huh? Are we here? Let's keep reading. Now, when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. So they have another name for their own ruler of demons. What do you call him? Beelzebub. I hope I'm not confusing you this evening. A lot of stuff going on. Let's keep reading. Then, but Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to what? Desolation. And every city or house divided against itself will not stand. That's what's causing trouble in Israel now. Israel has become deeply divided the last couple of weeks and months. Deeply divided. They're supposed to have the best security intelligence in the world. They're supposed to. But when you are confused among yourself and you're having a demonstration almost every day since the beginning of the year, you are left open. It's really like Nigerian security system. Let's leave that alone. That's our subject today. Okay, because we are online. Let's not get into trouble. Next verse. Okay. Get us back. Are we confused here? Now, take a look. If Satan cast out Satan, is divided against himself, how then will his kingdom stand? So, the devil has a government, according to this verse. And Satan is the one that is that demon is involved with Satan. Satan is involved with him. So, Satan won't cast out Satan. Like God himself won't resist his own angels. That will create chaos in his kingdom. Are we here? Okay, so I think I've handled it. So who are actually demons? Let's close with that one. Who are actually demons? Let's go to chapter 12, 2 Corinthians. Who are actually demons? Who are actually demons? Demons are unclean spirits. They are in the company of the devil. And Paul used particular word to describe demons and evil spirits. Chapter 12, are we there? Look at this verse. Are we here? Look at verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me. A what? Messenger of Satan. To what? To buffet me. That word, messenger, same word for word, angel. So demons and evil spirits are angels of the devil. You got that? Just like good angels are the angels of God. Are we here? But let's do that alone today. Let's explore the biblical teaching on the devil. Chapter 12, Revelation. And I said we should go to in the first place before I got to go to that side. Who is the devil? It's so much to say in the Bible. I'm not going to stories and stuff. I'm going to the Bible. So you can see from the Bible. I don't tell you stories I don't know anything about. That won't work for us. Are we there? Look at verse. Where do we start from to make it very clear? Verse 7. That will make it easier. And war broke out in heaven. Please, everybody, look up. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angel fought with the dragon. The dragon? I don't know if I've seen dragon before. I don't know if I've seen. No, you never seen dragon. You see picture of dragon or video of dragon, but you never seen real dragon. Why? Doesn't exist. Dragon is like if you look at China, they have dragon as their picture. Big things, some several heads. The dragon and his angels fought. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, but they did not prevail. That's the dragon and his angels. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So they were having a place in heaven before. So the great dragon was cast out. Let's follow now. Let's go now. That serpent of old, what do you call him again? Called who? The devil and Satan. So let's go now. Is the dragon, is the serpent, is the devil, and is the Satan. And what's his job? Who deceives what? The whole world. So it's master craftsmanship, it's deception. Hello? 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 Jesus called him a liar and the father of lies. Are we here? So let's look at all his name. Number one is the dragon. Now, you know, one day, just dawned on me. Are we here, everybody? Are we here, everybody? Just dawned on me that dragon is all in our imagination. It's a myth. Can you imagine that serpents over the years in the human race had grown to become a huge dragon? It began as a serpent in the Garden of Eden, and when you got to the book of Revelation, it has assumed such a huge personality. It's now called dragon. In fact, they said it has 7 heads in that place. Oh, so let's show you. Let's see. Revelation 12. Look at verse 3. Another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. What does that look like? Are you there? Or who is there? Can you find a picture of dragon for us this time? Don't, please, I beg. Some of you, you won't sleep tonight. Go back to our verse before. Verse what now? Where are we? Behold, serpent. Verse 9, verse 8. Verse 9. Okay, give us verse 9 again. So the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. Now, the word Satan means interrogator, prosecutor, accuser. See that word? Interrogator. Maybe my lawyer sister can help me more. It's interrogator, prosecutor, accuser. We are going to look at that through the Bible so we can understand that. You know, people today don't talk about devil call it the devil. The word the devil means evil in its full manifestation. The word the devil means so bad there is no iota of goodness in him. Do you get that? God is so good, there's no evil in God. That's why James said this. Let's go to James chapter 1. We're trying to define the devil. So it's the dragon, the serpent of old, called the devil, and praise God. Praise God. Let's unmask him tonight. What I say we should open to? James chapter 1. Take a look at this. This will help us and as we face life to go a long way in helping us. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Let's put it together. I quoted this verse last week. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. The Lord has promised to love him. Now, is the man who endures temptation. But let's get something clear. Next verse. But let no one say when he's tempted. Now, read verse 12 again. Verse 12 again. Are you here, everybody? Listen to this. Blessed is the man who endures what? But let no one say, verse 13, let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. Yeah, if you endure temptation, you are blessed. But that is not from God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. God never insinuates you to do evil. Anything evil is not from God. Some people refuse to believe that. They believe that God and the devil, they are working together. That issue. And he said, Jehovah. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that God cannot bring good out of evil situation, like they sold Joseph. But hear me, selling of Joseph was not inspired by God. It was the devil. But God stepped and walked through that to create deliverance for Israel. Am I making some sense? Now, when Jesus was captured, crucified, and killed, he said that was the hour of darkness. But the Father used that to pay for our redemption and give us today salvation. Clap your hands for Jesus. Is that right? But the Father God was not the one who took Jesus and killed him. Am I making some clarity now? Are you? For instance, they can give somebody a Nobel Prize for discovering the best cure to malaria, but he didn't send Anopheles mosquitoes. Do you get the difference? All right. So with that in our mind, let's look at 12 verse 9 again, or verse 8, book of Revelation. Let's trace that. Let's look at that. Chapter 12, verse 8. Revelation 12, verse 8. For the great dragon, sorry, verse 9. The great dragon. So the great dragon was cast out. That serpent of old, called who? The devil. And what? And Satan. Now, who deceives the whole world? So what is that? If you are going to proceed well in this teaching, you're going to have to know that there's somebody available here. And it's not God. And his major job is to distort the truth. Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, take a look at this. The moment heaven opened, Holy Ghost came on him, the Father spoke, the next thing was the devil. And that's where Christians get confused. See, all on Lord, really by one. No. There must be this vehement. See, Jesus was very submissive, even down to baptism in water. I mean, that was very humbling. He was the Son of God. He had all power. And John put him inside water. He was so submissive. Holy Ghost came on him. He was so submissive. The Father spoke on him. But when he came to the devil, he stood up to him. You know my confession for us Christians? We will stand up to God and bow to the devil. We will resist God. Everything will tell us, no. We argue with God. And when something bad happens, we bow to it. It's really strange. I'm talking about myself, not you alone. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world. You just see evil manifestation. You think, whoa, that's not. And his biggest job is to deceive the whole world, to call lie truth, to call truth lie. Is the first authority on fake news. Are you hearing? Fake news began with him. John 8. Deceives the whole world. Verse 44. John 8, 30, verse 44. You know, the Pharisees were very religious. And Jesus said to them, you have your father the devil. Wow. Pharisees. And the desire of your father you want to do. Now, look at what he said about the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. You know the meaning of that? It kills everything that is good. It kills joy. It kills peace. It kills life. It kills blessings. You want to see, we're going to see that in a minute. We're going to walk into this very well today. I want to see, many of you over here, the anger you are taking against God, stop it and turn it on the devil. Are you hearing me? He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand where? He does not stand in the truth. So if you want to sift him, if you want to move him off, bring the truth. Moment you bring the truth, you remove the carpet under his feet. Oh, remember Jesus? When the devil met him, he said, it is written. Remember that? Let's go on further. We can say that. Because there is no truth in him. He can never speak what is true. Now, we may not speak what is true, but he cannot. The devil cannot be redeemed. We say, because it's pure evil. I mean, it's pure evil. He cannot be redeemed. He doesn't want redemption. He can't be. It's pure evil. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. That's who he is. For he is a liar. is lie in manifestation and the father of it. Let's read it in Bible, message Bible, quickly. Let's jump. Message Bible. Can you give us message Bible? Is it possible? Okay, let's take a look. You are from your father, the devil, and all you want to do is please him. He was a killer from the very start. He couldn't stand the truth because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his own lying nature and fills the world with lies. I think that's getting something clearer now. That's why one of his best instruments is Facebook and social media. Because it's after the world system. I'm not saying that social media is evil. See that word? When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his lying nature and fills the world with lies. So let's we're going to just only deal with the Bible today. I don't want to deal with stories. I don't want to deal with John alone when this world was, heaven and earth was closed, and one woman came and put oil and the thing left. Have you ever heard that story before? Oh, you never heard. Who are younger? I don't hear any story like that. You know, when we were growing up, that's what told us, that heaven was very close to the earth. You can just touch heaven and then you come down, Enoch and all them. And then so one woman just boiling oil and pour it over there, and then the thing went off. And so where we are today, Olodu Abata, kind of story there. Can you imagine oil turning God up upside down? What kind of God is that? Who made palm oil? That oil will scare him. Okay, let's go further. So we are looking at the Bible about the devil. So he deceives the whole world. That's what he does. If any place in our life the truth is not manifesting there, who is behind it? The devil. Satan. They call him Satan. Now, let's do some study tonight. Let's go to the very beginning. How did the evil start? Now, I don't know what happened before God made man. I don't know. People said Satan was in heaven, blah, 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 blah. I don't have Bible so much on it. People said they will quote 28 Ezekiel and 14th chapter of Isaiah, and they said the devil, blah, blah, blah. But let's just talk about us here. Are you hearing me? You see, there's a war in Israel now, but there's no war here. Are you hearing me? So, some pastor, we need to understand where the devil comes from. We know it's evil. How did it start? Don't worry. Like I told one guy who asked me a question, who born God? I said, don't worry. Let's get to heaven first. When we get to heaven, then we can ask God, who born you? But if you go to hell, we can get the answer. So let's go to heaven first before we can unravel all that mystery about how did the evil, how could God allow? I don't know. But we are stuck here. For instance, you know, when this Israel and Hamas came, Saturday morning, Hamas just sprayed Israel with all kinds of rockets, and then they started attacking them. And I said, where is Israel looking? They said, that question must be answered later. Let's go and see that we fight and clear them out of the territory. Is that all right? So what I'm after now is like, Israel clearing the territory. Where did the evil come from? Why are you still thinking like that? More rockets are coming in. Hello? Are you still here? So let's go. Where did the evil come in this? Genesis chapter 2. Let's go. Hallelujah. And we're going to see how he walked then. We'll see how he's walking now. And our life can be really spared a lot of time. If you look at your Bible, according to the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, God said this about when he made everything on this planet. And I'm going to show something that's so important. Let's look at verse 31. Genesis 1:31. Then I'm going to show something that maybe you've never seen. I never seen before my Bible until somebody told me about it. Genesis 1:31. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was what? Very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So when God made this planet, there was nothing evil in it. So evil was not original with our planet. Evil is an external incursion. That's why your body resists evil sickness, pain. Because our bodies, our life, this physical existence was not made for evil. Everything was very good. So our originality was good, was not evil. Are we here, everybody? But can I show you something? Amazingly. When God was making first day, second day, third day, and he would say, it's very good, it's very good. But one particular place, God didn't say anything about being very good. Huh? Let's go and see Genesis 1. We just read. Let's look at from verse 3. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, darkness called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Are we there? Next verse. Then God said, let there be firmaments in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmaments and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmaments. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. Let the appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth and the garden together of the waters he called sea. And God said that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, fruit that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the earth that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields its fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its. And God said that it was good. How many of you notice that? When he said firmament, it didn't say anything about being good. How many of you see that? Let's go back in there again. See, verse 6. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, space, sky, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. It was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning, nothing about being good. Later, Paul said, the prince of the power of the air. That's just a clue there. Now, when God made man, he brought him from the dust, his body breathed into his spirit of life, and Adam got up. And God said, let's go to Genesis 2. Are you here with me? Verse 15. The Lord God took the man, put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For the day you eat it, you shall surely die. Now, please, can you look up a minute? Everybody, can you look up a minute? If everything was just perfect, if there is no option. Just imagine. Why so? Everything was very good. Everything was very good. And God said to Adam, don't eat of this. You can eat all other trees in the garden. Don't eat this one. Have you ever wondered why did God say that to Adam? I think God was telling Adam, there is evil somewhere around here that will mingle with the good. Don't go near it. That you got freedom to roam around, but there is this spot that where, when you step into it, evil will mix with good and it won't pay you. Because, you see, if I say, you can drink all the water here is pure, but that place, the water has been contaminated with acid. Are we listening over here? That will do you damage, even though the acid is not pure. I don't know if you agree with me on that. So, there's somewhere God was saying to Adam, there is a place, that's a corner piece of evil. And I'm restraining it, and I'm stopping it, and I don't want it to influence you. So, I'm telling you today, that you can eat of every. You see, when you say eat, that means something enters into you. I'm saying you should not let this become part of your nature and your consumption. So I'm putting this as an edge. Let me warn you that there's something out there that if it's mixed with this, this will do. Now, the tree is not evil, but that tree consuming it will introduce you to something that is not going to take you further. Pastor, what's the meaning of that? You know, in court, when you join court, you eat things that are natural, but they have spiritual implications. How many of you agree with me on that? So God was saying that that's a point where you pass through and you're going to experience both good and evil, and it will kill you. Not like acid water will kill you. So there was that warning. In fact, if you look at the verse before this verse, take a look there. The verse before this verse. Okay, the verse before this verse. Take a look at this verse. You see, some of us don't see this verse. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and what? Give us an amplified Bible. Maybe it will give us some more light. Take a look. Quickly, amplified Bible. Amplified classic. Amplified classic. Thank you. Maybe you can give us. Okay, we're saying the same thing. That word keep, I want to kind of guard over it. Protect it. So, in a way, God is saying evil is at the corner. He told Cain the same thing. Let's go and see Cain, chapter 4. Verse 6. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why do you look sad and depressed and dejected? Everybody look at next verse. If you do well, will it not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin crouches at the door. Not even at the door, at your door. Now somebody said, God should not have done that. Then Adam won't be at his level. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. So if they're going to be the likeness and image of God, they must know how to resist evil. Are you hearing me, somebody here? You cannot be a child of lion and count roar. It's desires for you, but you must master it. So God was saying, master the garden. Rule over the garden. I hope I'm making some sense here. God has not said that there's nothing available. He said, I've made you with good. Your nature, everything is good. But don't go further. He never said, go and fight the devil. Devil needs no fight. Just don't take this tree and eat from there. Let's go a step further. Genesis 3 verse 1. Remember, before we read that, Genesis 3 verse 1. Let's read it. Okay, Genesis 3 verse 1. Everybody look up. Genesis 3 verse 1. Quickly. 3 verse 1. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now, let's go back to chapter 12 verse 9, Revelation. So, I'm running over the Bible. Genesis to Revelation. Now, the great dragon was cast out. What do you call him? That serpent of old. Now, everybody listen to this. It will help you in life. Hello? Everybody, are we here? The most important chapters in the Bible are the first three chapters of Genesis. The most everything from the Bible here. You see, if Adam had never sinned, if he had never committed that thing, Genesis 3, we will never have the whole Bible. We will never. Genesis chapter 3 sent back God to work. He had rested from his work. But the moment Adam sinned and did that, we'll see that in a minute, that put God back to work, and the garden became a desert. And God had to work to restore the garden. That's why when you get to the last book in the Bible, you are back in the Garden of Eden. You are back in the city of God. And there are 12 fruits in the garden, remember? If you read Revelation before. A water of life flowing. Really. And everybody can drink. And they can eat of the tree of life. It's in there. Am I correct? But all that intervening thousands of years came in because God was merciful not to wipe out our race, but to do something about us because we were not pure evil. Praise God, somebody. Am I making some sense today? So let's go back. The serpent. So who is the serpent in Genesis 3? Serpent of old. Genesis 3 verse 1. What did he say? 3 verse 1. So the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now, can you look up everybody here? So who is the serpent? Someone said, how can the devil come into the garden? The serpent. I don't know the whole thing. Are you hearing me? I'm not here to start speculating, be a theologian. But I know one thing. The devil came. Just like he came to Jesus. Let me tell you what bothered me sometimes when I read my Bible. But I have to accept the truth. Take a look at Matthew 4. Let's go back to Matthew 4. Let's go back to Matthew 4. Come and see something there that will bless all of us here. Matthew 4. Hallelujah. There's something about God that we need to clarify tonight. Let's go to Matthew 4. Are we there? Now, Jesus, was he pure Son of God? Was he all powerful? Can I see your hands if you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Thank you. Thank you for your belief. Now, look at verse 3. Take a look. When the tempter came to Jesus, I'm asking the question. Christ is the pure Son of God, no evil name. How did the devil get to Jesus? I don't know, but he came. Can I go further? Everybody look up here. Can I go further? The devil came to him and he was giving entrance to Jesus. Let's take it further. Verse 5. Then the devil took him up. I don't know how that was done. Like, come to my uncle here. Just a minute. And he took him. Huh? I think there's some legality, there's some legal freedom in God. You know, sometimes I don't know about you. It confuses me about God. If you want to do some sit and if you want to, let me do some A level tonight and go and think about it. The rest of you, close your ears. Take a look at this. Just think about it. How could Cain and Abel trying to worship God? Listen to this. Lawyer, you help us. How could God do this? Cain and Abel, they offer sacrifice. God refused sacrifice of Cain and took the other one. And then Cain began to get angry. And went ahead and killed Cain or Abel. Where was God? And after killing Abel, God came to judge Cain. And Cain said, this is too much for me. Anybody who sees will kill me. And God said, nobody will kill you. It's as if there is weakness on the apparent, there's an apparent weakness on the side of the good. You know, when Adam sinned, he weakened the power of goodness on this land. The God had to be cautious and come closely, and God cannot directly. Am I making some sense? For those A-level, rest of us, don't worry about that one. Don't start cracking your head. Leave it out. When you get to heaven, we believe God will answer God to you. But it seems to me that, why is it that, did you get what I just said? I mean, the guy just killed his brother. And the man went to God. And the man said, God said, you are cursed above the ground. And he said, this is too much for me. Anybody will see will kill me. God said, if anybody kill you, we'll have 7 times of this trouble. He just killed his brother. That sounds like court of law. I remember years ago, one guy took a gun. Was he in Switzerland? He went to a camp of young boys and young girls. Was it Switzerland? One of those places. And he took guns and bullets and all kinds of the one you threw. Huh? Grenades. And he went to, is it Norway? And he was maiming and killing almost about 100 people. And Norway law said they must not kill the killer. And they put him in jail. And one day he came to court to make a protest that there was no internet where he was. There should be hell there. That's why we don't like the justice system of Europe, because they try to copy God. I mean, think about that. I know you are thinking, some of my lawyers thinking. I mean, think about that. Are you here? I mean, like that. Same thing. Where was God when the devil came to the garden? So sometimes when we look at God, we should get things very clear. Some of you over here, you are battling with evil and stuff like that. You see things going on, rampage on this planet. Ask it somewhere. God is a perfect gentleman. God is what? A perfect gentleman. Really a perfect gentleman. Okay, leader, you know. Can we go further? I've caused more confusion tonight, right? Let's go a step further. The devil took him up into the city. Set Jesus on the mount, on the pinnacle of the temple. I mean, Paul is for walking Jesus, full of Holy Ghost and power. And Jesus not telling. Are you here? Jesus not telling. And I said, it is written. And I stopped him. And then the Bible said he went for a while to come back later. This is a lousy place. Jesus called him the ruler of this world. There's more devil at work here. That's why Jesus coming and breaking his authority and his power had set us free. You don't know how much evil could have prevailed here if Christ didn't come. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. Amen. For what he did. Let's go a step further. We are looking at the back, going to the front. So we are going to the very back, Genesis 3, verse 1. Let's go. How does this devil work? How does he work? 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field the Lord God had made. So the devil came to Adam and Eve by the means of the physical serpent. Just like the devil came to Jesus by the means of the voice of Peter. I said, you're not going to the cross. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. By the way, Satan can manifest. Let's go. Chapter 11, 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Today we are doing biblical teaching on Satan. Biblical what? Teaching on Satan. Let's go. Chapter 11. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Don't worry about that. Chapter 11. He's talking about the same thing that happened to Adam and Eve in the garden. Let's start from verse 3. Okay. But I fear, I'd like you to look at this verse, everybody. But I fear, lest somehow, thank you, I really didn't need it. Thank you. Just thank you. I know somebody will come and get it. I got all kind of paper flying in my bag, my Bible. Okay, are we there? Lest somehow, as the serpent deceive who? Eve by what? So your mind may be corrupted from the that is in Christ. Now follow now. Everybody follow now. So we read another Bible beside this Bible. Is this clear? Now next verse. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Now that means that we can be offering, you can be offered Jesus, who is not Jesus. We can be offered spirit that is not spirit of God. We can be offered gospel that's not the gospel of Jesus. Different Jesus, different spirit, and different gospel. So a spirit can come to you that's not the Holy Spirit. And he said, these Corinthians, they are so dumb, they'll take it. Let me give you one of those gospel that's not gospel. You can make it in life. You have what it takes. That's a lie. That's not true. You can only make it by Christ who strengthens you. See, that word Christ was left out. That's why today the gospel is not selling anymore. Because we have this so-called gospel that looks like gospel, but it doesn't have Christ inside it. Hello? Interesting. Everybody's quiet. Let's hear something about the devil. Let's hear some more. I want to show you. God help us tonight. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Look at verse 13. That same chapter we are reading. For such are false apostles. Such are false apostles. Deceitful workers. See, all those who call them apostles today, I'm afraid of them. See, there are false apostles. I want to help you. So I'm not attacking anybody. I don't have anything to attack. They are too small for me to be attacking. False apostles. Transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Who's an apostle? Let me help you. Who's an apostle? Let's go. Chapter 12. Chapter 11 or chapter 12. Now let's go and see. Chapter 12, verse 12. Take a look. 12, verse 12. 12, verse 12. Are you? 12, verse 12. Now give me 11, verse 12. 12, verse 12. Thank you, quickly. All right. Okay. Let's just wait. Truly, take a look. Truly, the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance. So, let's say, I'm an apostle. There are signs that accompany them. When you say yourself an apostle, put title everywhere, an apostle, prophet. So, when you say you're an apostle, when you say you're a woman, there are some signs of a woman around you. Am I right? Am I right? He said, you are accomplished among with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. These guys are declassified and deconstructing apostleship of Jesus Christ. Real apostles that are, I won't call myself an apostle. I don't have mighty deeds and wonders and signs. So, real apostle. See, that's something that was before. Senior apostle, prophet, apostle, even among the gospel, among the Pentecostals now. It becomes quite easy to become like somebody as also, I saw some people. Consecration of the office of an apostle. I'm not against that, but please, praise God. You cannot say you are a woman and attack your chromosome is XY. You don't have the sign of a woman. You have the sign, all these boys are transgendering, you know? See that word transgender, seems like a transforming. In signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Raising the dead. They can't even raise mosquitoes. Just because you like the title doesn't mean you take the title. Like a title of being a medical doctor from MBBS Edinburgh. It's crazy. No, you can just do that. You know, today we have all kinds of things. I just keep quiet. I don't say anything because, you know what I mean? Why should I be talking about it? Come on, it's a fools. Why should we keep quiet? Some of them are just small boys that come around from anywhere, I don't know. Sacred apostles. My, it's too heavy to just take anything and be careful. I mean, put yourself in the same class with Peter, James, and John. You must really think about it. Are you here? Are you here? Come on. You go to United Nations and you see President passing. And you say, President, hey, you walk among them. One lawyer, one baby. You know, just don't look at my body boy. What do you call himself, sir? Pastor. Why is he calling himself pastor? Because he knows that this is not just clear. I know some of you by you think that pastor is just trying to blast them. You are just JJC in the kingdom. You know what's going on. Real men that are really worshiping God, they don't take tattoo upon themselves. The tattoo itself is demeaning for you. Praise God. Let's go back. We are talking about the devil, right? Let's go back there. Chapter 11. We are in one verse over there. What's the verse? 13. Let's read it. Now, go back there. If you are planning to be an apostle, just calm down now. Okay. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into what? Apostles. See, they are transforming themselves to apostles of Christ. They take it upon themselves. They call an apostle of Jesus Christ. But be careful. Let's go on. All right. Next verse. Now, and no wonder, this is where I'm going. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself to what? An angel of light. So, there is a capacity in the devil to present himself as innocent and good nature. And that's what fools many of us. Devil won't come like this. With long tails, you know, with long nails, and then two horns, red pants, and long tail, carrying pitching fork. And see all those gospel drama, they even deceive themselves. Huh? And see the devil doing, I kill you. Devil in that. they talk slowly. You know, devil is messing with their head. He's giving them wrong picture of himself. So they are buying the idea from the devil to put the devil. So we're all in trouble. Hello? For Satan himself transforms himself to an angel of light. That's how he came to the garden. You think he was looking terrible when he came to Jesus? You're not looking like, carry pitching fork. Jesus. You know, this one is from Aaron. You know this one is from Aaron. You condemn him out. He doesn't have anything to offer you. Let's keep reading. Next verse. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. So, devil has the capacity to approach things, approach people based upon looking dazzling and appearance. And that's why he gets us as human beings. Because he can change his form. We won't look at inside, we look at appearance and we are captured with it. Genesis 3 verse 1. Let's go back there. I'll start rounding up. 3 verse 1. Let's look at devil's strategy at the beginning. How did he enter here? I know it's devil. I don't care about the devil now. I care about how does he enter? Are we here, everybody? How does he take hold of? How does he get hold of us? So we're going to see some of that before we go tonight. You know, see, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. That word cunning means really crafty and handsome and beautiful. You know, that thing. Who will beauty appear to more? The woman. That's why I went to the woman. And he said, please look at the very first thing the devil said. That's what I want to say tonight. And he said, as God indeed said. So, the devil approaches to counteract the word of God. That's his main approach to his all operation. Every satanic operation, his purpose is not just to help or something. It's just to see that God's word is counteracted. So, whatever thought, whatever appearance that is giving you what is not in the word of God and against the word of God, guess who is speaking? Satan. See, at the beginning, he never talked about the tree, how it looks, never talked about the water in the garden, never polluted with bacteria or anything. No. What he said, as God indeed said, as God truly said, see that word, indeed, is questioning the integrity of God. That God and his word are not the same. That is the beginning of lies. What's the beginning of lies? The event and their interpretation, they're not the same. If I say, I saw you yesterday at the party. Oh, I was not there. You are trying to make your word and the event not congruent, not in line. Are you hearing me? For instance, you are in Lagos. They call you. Where are you? I'm in Sagamu. Your word and the action, they are not in congruency. You understand what I'm talking about? So the devil is challenging as God said. No, as God indeed said. As God truly said. You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. The woman can't see that quickly. You know what the devil did to Jesus? The father said, this is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. The devil's next word was, if you are the son of God. He was taking what God said to address Jesus and trying to challenge what God said. If you are the son of God, why can't you turn this stone to bread? If God is still with you, why are you living in that house and you can't pay your house rent yet? If God is with you, if you're a child of God indeed, what can you, you see, those kind of things, it's not challenging you, challenging the very integrity of God and his word. Am I making some sense tonight? Let's go to the next verse quickly. Our time is running. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, next verse, and but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Something happened there. Devil get an entrance. Devil knew that moment. Go back. The devil knew that moment he has gotten Eve. You know why? Eve was not serious with the word of God. God never said, don't touch it. He never said that. He asked them to even tend all the trees in the garden and keep it. The moment the devil heard it, that, no, shall you touch it, lest you die. She knew that she's not clear about the word of God. Ah! Wow. That is the beginning of devil's incursion. The moment we cannot stand, you see, the Bible says, it does not stand in the truth. The moment what you don't understand, you can't stand in it. Understand. You hear what I just said? What you don't understand, you can't stand in it. If I say, go to Pahakon, buy 15 naira bread for me and come down. If you didn't hear what I just said, you heard the word. Idiaba. Next verse, quickly, let's jump. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. On what credit? On what credibility? Are you here, everybody? Now look at the devil and his work tonight. The first incursion of the devil into the garden was to question what you are hearing from God. Now, then he questioned the tree. Now he questions the gospel. He questions the word of God in your life. And are you going to entertain that? You know, the greatest crime was not committed by the woman. The greatest crime there was committed by the man. The man was somewhere there. He was just looking. Never interrupted. Never said. He was the one giving the command that gave it to Eve. He just was just looking. And the woman said, ba, je, oje, ba, mu, umu. Their eyes were opened. So, the battle, all this spiritual warfare, I'm a devil, I'm walking in Paris, nobody will your uncle. See, all this prayer, Satan, we are going to match you, we are going to do, you are wasting your time. Really, what is after is, what have you heard from the God? And let's cancel that. Have I made some sense? For instance, when God said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Are you going to stick with that? Or is it going to buy you out of it? That's the question here tonight. Let's go a step further. Next verse. For God knows, which God? For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. See, he's selling about God to them, those who already talk to God face to face. Oh, glory to Jesus. The Father has given you his word, black and white. He's giving you the church to hear his word. He put video, TV, YouTube, everything to hear it clearly. And somebody has come to your head, tell you something else. That's not correct. Other ones are correct. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. What you read is correct. What you hear just is correct. That's not correct. I'm not trusting you. I'm not believing you. No. So your eyes will be open. You'll be like God. Sorry, you're already like God. Let us make man in our image. After our... One day I was going to Lagos years ago and I saw this giant signboard. They were selling Jeep. And they said, make a powerful statement. Make a powerful statement with Jeep. Jeep can talk. Praise God. Ah, Pastor, you're like, oh, sorrow. Let's look at our problem. Next verse. Let's close on this part. Satan. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, let's follow. Take it step by step. Good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable. Let me surprise you. The word they use for wise here, same word for success in Joshua 1 verse 8. And the tree that will make you successful, she took of his fruit and ate. Also gave to her husband with her and ate. The moment that thing, devil began to laugh, and has not stopped his laughter yet. He has acquired one more territory under God. And that moment, he shifted his base from that firmament and he made this planet part of his own. Let's now go to the next level. I want to round up. No wonder the book of Job. Let's go to the book of Job. That's where talking about Satan more than other places. Book of Job. Let's go there. Let's start rounding up. Book of Job. Hallelujah. Book of Job was the oldest book in the Bible. Pastor, where? According to biblical history, Job was around the same kind of contemporary with Abraham. Are you hearing me? That's a proof because they used the word Shaddai for God in the book of Job, and that's what they used for God when Abraham was around, where they used the word Shaddai. God came to Moses and said, Moses, I was Shaddai to Abraham, but I'll be I am to you. So your fathers know me as Shaddai. So the book of Job was around the time. That's why you don't say anything about Moses and scriptures over there. It was one of the earliest books. Job 1 verse 1. Let's around it up. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright. And one who feared God and shunned evil. Let's keep reading. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Lord, should I go that way tonight? Okay, we'll try. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen. Now, you don't know what this is a month now because you think it's just cheap something now. Very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Now, you don't know the book of Job. The word Job means oppressed. The word Job means oppressed or sad. Now, so Job was like Adam, Jesus, in between Job. He was the greatest man in the whole East. Pastor, you're welcome. Are you following? Next verse. And his sons will go feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, will send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. He got 3 kids, 10 kids rather. 3 girls and 2 and 7 boys. So it was when they were feasting around their course that Job would send and satisfy them. Then Job did that regularly so that because the sin is of a sacrifice. Next verse, quickly. Now, this is where I'm going. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to what? Before the Lord. And Satan also came among them. Next verse. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. What happened here? Lord. When Adam sinned in the garden, who should have been the one that was over this planet? The devil took over this planet. So when there was a report to be given in heaven, instead of Adam coming, the devil stepped in. Because now he's not the owner or the least owner of this planet. So when God asked him, Pastor, how can you say that the devil? Matthew 4. Let's go there quickly. You know what happened in the Garden of Eden? Our time is gone. We can't finish today. Don't worry, we're going to stop now so we can. Let's go to Matthew 4. Or Luke 4. Let's go to Luke 4. Say the same thing about temptation of Jesus. Luke 4. Now, the devil had a foothold in the earth now because of Adam's sin. And take a look at this verse 5. Then the devil took Jesus up on a high mountain. Now look at this verse, everybody. Slowly, let's read slowly. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, like video. Piam, piam, piam. Asurok, piam, piam, piam. What else? Piam, piam. Just video. Next verse. And the devil said to him, now follow, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Have you now don't ever wonder anymore why crazy guys run government. Don't ever wonder anymore. Abacha rising out of the rest. They have to be struggling as the saint against. He said, all this authority I'll give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me. And I give it to whosoever I wish. So he has authority. That's why when he was in the book of Job, he came where he should not have come, but because of Adam, he could enter there. And God said, where you come from? And he said, from up and down, to and fro. And God never said, kill Simbe. Because, rightfully speaking, Adam gave him the authority. Are we here? So a lot of things don't accuse God of. God is on our side. Clap your hands. God is on our side. Praise God. We're on a bad planet, but God is a good God. Hallelujah. Not only really a bad planet, but a messed up planet. Let's go further. Let me round up. Job chapter 1. Let's look at the devil challenge now. I want us to see something that will help us tonight, and we're going to round up. We continue next week. God helping us. Where do we stop about the book of Job? Verse 7. Let's go there. Job chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So from going to and fro on the earth, from walking back and forth on it. Now, please stop there. There's so much to say. Now, put your hands. Okay, put your eyes on this one. You come back there. You can put your hands. It's not Bible on your page. Go to 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Peter now said it like this. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, who? The devil. What does he do? Walks about like a roaring lion. See, he said, from walking back and to and fro. Remember that? In the book of Job. So Peter was now saying, listen, the devil, now he called him your adversary. So it's no longer just fighting God, fighting Adam, fighting Job. It's now you that is your enemy. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Pastor, I don't believe in the personal devil. He's just a vigor of configuration.
That in your head is also messing you up in your life. See, it's light enough for you to consume you. So he said, you walk about like a roaring lion. And it's your personal enemy. God is not against you. God wants your best. God wants you good. God wants to make progress. And somebody's against you. He walks about like a roaring lion. So he roams about. He's the first journey walker. Have you ever seen journey walker since 1875? Ever seen that advert before? The guy wearing tuxedo and doing like that with one stick like that and his leg like this. You know? The first one was the devil. Walking about. And seeking whom he may what? Devour spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, materially. We'll see that in a minute. My time is running. So, devil is walking about. And he's seeking whom he may devour. Whether Christian, non-Christian, believers, unbelievers, apostle, prophet. There's no exemption. Whether you're a pastor or you're a pauper, or you're whatever you are, he's seeking whom he may devour. That's why you wonder, why the devil go to people and do things in their lives? And they are godly, and they are right too, and they don't do. He doesn't care. This planet has been added to him, and he wants to oppress anyone here. Praise God, somebody. We'll see how to deal with him later. New Testament. Let's go back to Job 1. Our time is running. We'll stop at verse 8, right? Job 1, verse 8. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth. Please, are we here? Are you here? So Job was standing like in the case of Adam or Christ now. He's the topmost guy on this planet. In fact, if you read King James, Job 1 verse 4. Give us King James. Job 1 verse 4, King James. Don't forget verse 8. Wow, time is running. Okay, verse 3. I'll show you something about here. Verse 4, verse 2. Okay, verse 2 quickly. Okay, verse 1. Come on, see. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was what? Perfect. What was he? Perfect. Now verse 8. Same word. The Lord said to Satan, as I consider my servant Job, that there's no that came on the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and eschew evil. You know what the devil said? Remember, Satan means interrogator, prosecutor, accuser. Remember that name? Interrogator, prosecutor, accuser. Whoever you are, he has a case against you. Next verse, quickly. What did he say? Then Satan has answered the Lord. Give us now. This one is getting too dog, Job, fear. Let's read normal English, all right? Satan answered the Lord, said, does Job fear God for nothing? Let's keep reading. Oh, have you not made a hedge around him? Who made a hedge around Job? So God is on his side, not against him. Clap your hands for Jehovah God. Hallelujah. He made a hedge around him and around his household, even your children, wherever they are. Praise God, somebody. And around all that he has on every side, God has on your life insurance. Praise God, somebody. Oh, look at what it says. Who is that? You, God, have blessed the work of his hand, and his possessors have increased in the land. Anybody who attacks increase, who attacks blessing, is on the side of the devil. You know that this group in the world today, outside there in the world, they said they are against prosperity. They call us earth and wet gospel, prosperity and health. Can you come? I wonder whether they want sickness. Huh? These people that are theologians, they will attack prosperity and they live on their father's shares that have spent money put in the bank for years for them to spend. And so they attack health and divine healing, but they go to the best Mayo Clinic in America for their tests. And they are watching things in their body and they have money to spend for to buy the best equipment to get this done. But they will leave us to face ourselves. But God can help us. God will help us. Amen, somebody. So God said, the devil telling God, you bless him. You put a hedge around him. Lift your hand, let's thank the Father God. Thank you for your edge. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your hedge around me, around my household, around my children. If you're not married yet, if you don't have children yet, God said, and my future children, God's going to put blessing. He's going to put edge around them, around the work of my hand. God is blessing the work of my hand. I receive his increase and my possessions on every side. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's round up. We have 5 minutes more to close. Next verse. But now, stretch out your hand. The devil is an accuser. And touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Let me tell you what that verse said. It didn't say curse. In the original, it says, stretch out your hand, touch all that he has, and he will surely bless you, God. If you check the original Hebrew, it's the word for barak. Touch him, hit him around, and he will barak you. He'll bless you. This is getting his blessing. See, the devil does not believe that you have sincere motive toward God. He thinks that all that God is doing for you, you are only following God because of what he's doing for you. And of course, God is good. Now, what will God do? He knows you are different. So this is a perfect specimen he has gotten on the earth. Say, okay, you know what we're going to do? Since you accuse him of only looking for my blessing and he's a perfect man, the best I've gotten, this is the Mike Tyson of our time. Let's go to contest. Look at next verse. And then the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only don't lay a hand on his person. Please look up here. Can you look up here? God didn't touch Job to destroy him. God can only touch you for blessing. There is no evil in his hands. Have you heard before? Olorun mu. Have you heard before? Olorun, don't about mu your own blessing. Don't know about mu blessing mu and the victory mu. Devil will cause trouble. So he said, it's in your hand. I'm giving you a contest. It's in your hand. Don't lay hand on this person. So let's close around this area. I want to close here. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. What happened to his Job? From the devil now. God has blessed him. Look at what happened next now. Quickly. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Next verse. Quickly. Our time is running. Messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. Next verse. When Sabaeus raided them and took them away, indeed they have killed the servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. See, that devil is so bad. Destroyed everything, but he now left one guy to take the news to Job. So, can I ask a question? Who gave Job all those animals? Who came to destroy them? Who gave you that business? God. God's not the one destroying it. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Next verse, quickly. Let's go to the next one. Our time is almost gone. While he was still speaking, and I also came and said, the fire of God, Opari, fell from heaven. So that fire was not controlled by God. Hello? That fire was not from God. It came from that firmament. When there was, God said there was no good. Remember that? I don't think tsunamis was from God. Killing almost about a million people that time, that's not from God. And I alone have a script to tell you. Next one. While was he speaking? Bad devil. And I also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands. Let them the camels and took them away. Yes, and killed the servant with the edge of the sword. And I alone have a script to tell you. Next verse. While was this? Oh, buddy. And he began the systematic destruction of Job. All his properties, all his belongings, and right down to the end of his 10 children. Can I surprise you? You'll be amazed by this. Job never knew who the devil was. Job, at that time, the knowledge he had was everything comes from God, both good and bad. That's why when they were getting destroyed, he would say, should we not expect evil, both good and evil from God? Are you hearing me? I was told, let me round up here, I'll stop now. We'll continue next week. I was told that the evidence of spiritual maturity when I was growing up was the fact that devil will come and slap you and slap you. You will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. But now I've come to see that it's actually evidence of spiritual ignorance raised to power 10. If you are not going to allow evil to overcome you, you're going to have to develop a mature resistance spirit against the enemy. See, the whole of medical science is a resistance against sickness. Are you hearing me? The whole of medical, they are working, there are boys doing research day and night to block, they are looking for cure to cancer. No, it's not the idea yet. Why? They are getting up every day. Are you hearing me? The whole of banking system is to help us financially, according to them. So why is it that God is working against us? I want you to tell yourself, God is for me, it's not against me. And tell yourself, Satan is not for me, it's against me. And this is the good news. My father is bigger than the devil. Praise God, somebody. We are going to get to that hopefully next week. Today we can finish. So I think we learned something today. Hallelujah. Can you help me take your neighbor's hands and say, Father, we resist the devil together. We stand against the devil together. We oppose enemies' work in our life. We reject enemies' work in our lives. We don't want him to rule us. Bible says, be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with the good. We know our Father wants goodness for us and mercy following us every day of our lives. So let's determine to say, Satan, we oppose you. You are the accuser, you are the prosecutor, and we defend our Father's blessing. We defend our Father's sovereignty in the name of Jesus. And we'll extend his kingdom in the land of the living. We'll proclaim the goodness and the good news of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We bless you, Father. Let's bless the Father. Let's give him thanks for all the blessings he's given us. Praise God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? You know? Do you know what? We are going to give our offering now. But when we are praying and speaking, you know what I saw? You know what I saw? Have you noticed one person will escape and come and tell Job things have been destroyed? But look here, we have us now escaping to say God is good. Praise God. How beautiful are the feet of those who carry the good news. And say to Zion, your God reigns. Praise God. I'm not going to come and tell you the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans and the fire of God. I'm here to say Jesus is alive and is ruling our lives now. And we have authority. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're going to see that next week, God helping us. Amen. So no matter the evil in our lives, we are going to stand up still and say, God is good to us in the land of the living. Let's give our offering. Praise God. Remember, it's called the liar and the father of lies. The liar, the father of lies. Hallelujah. Let's give our offering. Father, we thank you. We give you glory tonight. We thank you that you are on our side and we are your side. We choose your side tonight. We're going to go to be like Eve that believed the enemy. We're not going to be like Job that surrendered. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We say you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's give our offering. While we are giving, Pastor, does the devil still accuse us before God? Sort of. But the last book says, and they overcame him. Hallelujah. And they overcame him. He's accusing the brethren day and night. We'll see all that next week, God helping us. We're going to dig into it. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. I'm glad I came tonight. The devil is being unmasked so we can see who he is. God is not our problem. He is. The devil is. And thank God we have the answer in the person and the work of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Let's get up on our feet. Share grace. Okay, we're still giving. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 You know how we began this teaching? We said Jesus baptized in water, came out, and the Holy Ghost was familiar with him. The Heavenly Father was familiar with him. But that other spirit is unfamiliar with him. Praise God. That devil thing is not part of him. Praise God. And he resisted the devil. And he stood against him. Hallelujah. Ready? Let's go home. Get up on your feet. God is good. God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and pray. God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and pray. Sing with me one more time. God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and pray. Our Father, we thank you tonight that the Chaldeans and Sabaeans are not from you. That strange fire is not from you. We thank you because you have an edge around us, around our household, work of our hands, and our possessions. We thank you tonight. We rejoice that you are in your presence of the Most High, and we abide under your shadow. To you be all the glory and all the praise. As we go home, we know that stranger is outside, but you are inside of us, and we can rest on you, and we rest in your power. No matter the darkness we walk through, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Blessed be your name. You are making before us a table while our enemy is present. And you are anointing our head with oil, and our cup is running over. So we say tonight, surely, say with me, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us every day of our lives. The goodness is chasing us. It's finding us. It's locating us. The mercy is around us. And it's finding and locating us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight. God bless you, real God.